Masechtas Harias, Daf Ches, the first word on the top of the Amid, and the Gemara continues to discuss the previous Braisa, where we saw machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim regarding when a Kohen Mashiach brings the Seir L'Chatas, if he was Ivan Issa V'Dizara B'Shegeg, and the Braisa stated, V'Shavin She'im Mevi Ashram Talui, that both Rabbi and the Chachamim agree that both the Rabbim and the Kohen Mashiach would never bring an Ashram Talui, and the Gemara asks Minolan, that was the Makar for this din, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra that discusses the Ashim Talui, the Chsiv, and the Pasuk states, Vehevi Ayel Tom Melatsoim, Beekhola Oshim Ala Koyin, Vehipala Vakoyin, Ashigosa Sheshagag, Vehula Yadav in the Sachloi, and we will read the Gemara based on what it seems Rashi was Gairis, and the Gemara explains, Rebbe Salva Mishachatoi Bishkaga, Yotzeze Shein Chate Bishkaga, that the only ones that are chayed to bring an Ashim Talui when they're not sure if they did an Isser are only those that when they know that they did a Chit Bishigas Maisa would bring a Korban Chatos. And since Bezdin and the Kohen Mashiach only brings a chatos if they had a halam davar, and the ma'aser was based on a mistaken psak, so the Torah excludes them from bringing an Ashim Talui. However, the Gemara is, Mashiach the Rebbe, Yichat Bishkagahu, that Lefi Rebbe, a Kohen Mashiach does bring a Seir L'Avodah Zarah, even when he was Ivan Avodah Zarah, B'Shigas Maisa, and if so, he should be Shaykh to the din of an Ashim Talui. And the Gemara responds, Ela, Mishikol Chat Bishkagah, Yotzeze, She'in Kol Chat Bishkagah, as since not all the chatoyim of a Kohen Mashiach are brought based solely on a Shigus Maisa, and although by Avodah Zarah it is even B'Shigus Maisa, but by all other Averis, a Kohen Mashiach is only Chayib B'Halim Davar, and therefore the Kohen Mashiach is excluded from the Din of Ashim Talui, just like the Tzibur. However, the Gemara continues and asks, Midi Kolksiv, does the Pasuk say that all its Chiyuv Karbonos have to be based on a Shigus Maisa? And the Gemara responds, In the Imkein Nichtav Al Shigusai, Lomli Asher Shogag, HaKamashmon Da'ad Iko Kol Chatoi, as since the Torah could have just stated Al Shigasai, and the Torah adds in the words Asher Shogag, so the Torah is teaching us that the only time that one is Chayib Ashim Talui is only if all the Chiyuvei Chatois are even B'Shigas Maisa. And let us read the parentheses that according to Rebbe Yotze Mashiach She'en Kol Chatoi B'Shgaga El Ba'avidz Kichavim V'loi B'Sham Mitzvahs El Ba'alim Davim B'Shigas Maisa. And the Gemara continues to explain the Sheet of Rabbanon. Rabbanon and according to Rabbanon it's very poshut that Mishach Chatoi B'Shgaga Yotze Mashiach She'en Chatoi B'Shgaga Loi Ba'avidz as Rabbanon hold that a Kohen Mashiach is never chayav to bring a carbon unless he was Ivan the Issa based on a Halam Dava, as we saw in the Braisa and Ayin Rashi right before the Mishnah, and Rashi states, "Ol divrei akol Mashiach ein mevi ashim talui the koshkin tibo de ein chayav nashim talui the Halam Dava k'sibu hu behedya." And keep in mind that there is still a chil between a Kohen Mashiach and the tibor, as a Kohen Mashiach is patal gamri and will never bring an ashim talui. However, although the Tzibur wouldn't bring an Ashim Talui, however, the entire Tzibur would now be considered Yechidim, and therefore each individual that has a suffix if they were Ivan Issa would certainly have to bring their own Ashim Talui. And finally, we explain this Gemara, that the Gemara's reasoning applies both to Kohen Mashiach as well as to the Tzibur. However, Ayin Rashi and Dav Zayin Amin Aleph in the right column, Diva Maskel Tzibur Bepar Ve'im Mevi'in Ashim Talui, Rashi brings another reason, and he states, V'Koshkin Tzibur Diyotzim Ashim Talui Mishum Dehalam Dav which is the reason of our Gemara. And then Rashi continues, V'oid, the Tzibur in B'chal Nefesh, and in Pashas Vayikra and Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, when the Torah speaks about the Ashim Talui, the Pasuk used the Loshin Nefesh, as the Pasuk states, V'im Nefesh Kisechta V'osa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, Asher Lisa'asena V'le Yodo V'oshem V'nosa V'inoi. The word Nefesh refers to a single person, and Tzibur in B'chal Nefesh. And we continue with the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is once again a continuation from the Mishnah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that taught us that there are times that a Kohen Mashiach could receive his kapara through the Parham Dav Shel Tzibur, and the Mishnayos are showing how there's a connection between the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Parham Dav Shel Tzibur. And our Mishnah now continues with another connection, as Ein Bezen Chayavin At Shiyaru B'Davish Is Dainei Karis V'Shigasei Chatos V'Chein HaMashiach. Bezen is only Chayiv to bring a Parham Dav Shel Tzibur in a case where they paskin incorrectly regarding an Issa, that if someone would perform that Issa b'meze, they'd be chayiv kares, and if they would do that Issa as a yachid and he did it b'shigas maisa, then he'd be chayiv to bring a standard chatos of a kisba seira, and the same holds true b'negeira par kohen Mashiach. And certainly this point to the Mishnah is coming lafuke, that if Bezdin ordered kohen Mashiach paskin incorrectly regarding any other type of isurim that aren't b'zdeine kares and shigas chatos, then the parham del shiltzibo or the par kohen Mashiach would not apply. However, Rashi also points out that the Mishnah is also coming to teach teach us that if Bezdin were paskin regarding something that the Torah teaches us, that one would be chayiv to bring an Asham Vadai, and for example, the Asham Gzelois or Asham Me'ilois, the Bezdin would not be chayiv to bring a Parum Davish Shel Tzibur, and they also would not be chayiv to bring an Asham Vadai. And as Rashi points out, the Chsib Asham Vadai, as in Pashas Vayikra in Parakei, Psukim B'negeda Asham Vadai, you start off Nefesh Kisechta or Nefesh Kisimum Baal, and as we previously mentioned, the Bezdin is not Bechlal Nefesh, and Rashi continues, V'oid, the Basham is Ein Ben Din Halm Dava, and the reason is the Chayavim Asham Vadai al Amezik Shogeg, and Rashi continues that although Bezdin would not bring an Asham Vadai at all, however, when our Mishnah states V'china Mashiach, it doesn't mean that a Kohen Mashiach would not bring an Asham Vadai at all. Certainly, if he's Ivan and Issa, that one is Chayiv to bring an Asham Vadai, then even a Kohen Mashiach would bring an Asham Vadai, and the Mishnah is just teaching us that a Kohen Mashiach would not bring a Par Kohen Mashiach in these scenarios, and as Rashi states, Avod Mokum Asham Vadai Chayiv Lahavi Asham Vadai Lefishu Bechlal Nefesh Hulahachi Hishvu Letziba that he may be Par Mokum Asham Avod Asham Yavai Kedetan Lekamon, and this is the first in the Mishnah Daf Tes that regarding an Asham Vadai Hanosi HaMashiach VaYochrich HaYavin Hu Bezim Peturin Ayin Sham, and the Mishnah continues that just like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that regarding all mitzvahs where there's a chiyuv to bring a parum davish al tzibur, that the chiyuv only applies b'davish is dene kars v'shigas echatos. So the Mishnah continues v'lei b'aviz chav matshiyu al davish is dene kars v'shigas echatos. Similarly, when the Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly regarding avi dezara and the tzibur follows the psak, then it would only be chayiv to bring a parum tzar only if the psak was relevant on davish is dene kars v'shigas echatos. And even though the Mishnah doesn't state v'china mashiach, however, certainly this din applies to the kohen mashiach as well, as we saw at the bottom of Daf Zayin on Beis. Our Gemara begins, Minolon, that was the Makar, the Bezin is only chayiv to bring a parum davish al tzibur if the psak was relevant to davish is dayne kars v'shigas echatos. And the Gemara brings a brisa, the Tanya, Rabbi Yoimen, Nemek Kanalea, that when they get a parum davish al tzibur, the pasuk states, v'nei do achatos ha-shechoto alea, v'nemel alon alea, and in Pashas Achri Mois, regarding Achreis Ishtoi, the pasuk states, v'ish al achreis al isikach, litro al agalis ha-vos alea, b'chayeh, mal alon davish is dayne kars v'shigas echatos. And just like it says alea, b'nei get Achreis Ishtoi, is referring to one that would be chayiv kares bezodain and b'shegi would be chayiv echatos. Therefore, when the Torah uses the term aleh, b'negei the parum davish al tzibur, so the Torah is teaching us that the only time that there would be a chiyuv to bring this par is only if bezim paskin in regard to an issa that would be zdeine kares v'shigas echatos. And the Gemara continues and asks ashchan tzibur mashiach minolon, that we now have a makar in order to teach us this din b'negei the parum davish al tzibur, and how do we know that this is the same din b'negei the par mashiach? And once again, the Gemara brings the same pasuk that we previously saw in regard to the parakai Mashiach, where the Torah states la'ash v'sa'am harei Mashiach k'tzibur, and we learn the dinim that are relevant to Kai Mashiach from the dinim that we see b'negei the parum davish al tzibur. The Gemara continues that we will see in the Mishnah daf tesam and aleph kol mitzvah shabateri shechayav nazdein and kars v'ashigas echatos hayochem mevi kisbus ira v'anasi sar, and the melech brings a sar. And once again, the Gemara asks what the makar is that the chiyuv for the nasi to bring a sar is only a case where there were ivan and issa, where zdeinim would be kars and shigasim would be echatos. As the Gemara states, nasi yalef mitzvahs that we learn exir shava from the term mitzvahs, as ksiv gabi nasi, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra regarding nasi states, asher nasi yechta va'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem lekav asher lo yisei asen b'shgaga va'ashem v'ksiv b'tzibur, and regarding the parum davish al tzibur, the pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra v'mkol adas yisrael yishku v'nelam davim eini akol va'asu achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei asen v'ashemu. Therefore we learn matzi b'davish has deni kares v'shigas echatos af nasi davish has deni kares v'shigas echatos. And finally the Gemara asks yachid, that how do we know that a yachid would only be chayav to bring a korban chatos and would only be chayav to bring a kisbo seira if he was ivan a davish has deni kares v'shigas echatos, as the Mishnah daf tesam and aleph teaches us. And the Gemara explains a makra, as after the Torah speaks about the parakai Mashiach as well as the parum davish al tzibur as well as the star of the nasi in Pashas Vayikra, the pasuk continues v'im nefesh achas techto b'shgaga me'am ha'aretz v'aseisa achas mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei asen v'ashrim v'yilma techto me'elyoin and vav meisav al inyan rishon. And therefore we learn the din of yachid from the din of nasi, which is the previous parsha, as we just learned that nasi is only chayav to bring yisorer the davish is deini kares v'shigas echatos, and therefore the same applies to a yachid. And it's a bit tzarech bia, why didn't the Gemara just say that we should learn this from the gzeirah shava of the word mitzvahs v'negei the korban of yachid? The Torah also uses the term mitzvahs, and I in Mepharshim that discussed his point. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of our Mishnah. The Mishnah stated that not only does this din apply to the parum davish al tzibur, but this din also applies if Bezin paskin incorrectly binigay avodah zarah, and as the Mishnah stated, v'leib avodah chav matshiru al dovash is dein karesh v'shigas chatos, that the only time that there would be a chiyuv to bring a parent zarah is only when the hira was relevant to a dovash is dein karesh v'shigas chatos. Our Gemara is b'avodah chav minolan. What is the makor that this din also applies binigay to isal avodah chavim? And the Gemara brings a brisa to Tanur Rabbanon l'fish yotz avodah chavim lidum ba'atma. And since the Torah discusses the dinim of avodah chavim in Pasha Shlach, where it teaches us that Bezel would be chayav to bring a parent zara, where they issued a mistaken psak regarding avodah zara, the yochel, so one may have thought that the dinim are different, and you chayav and afilu al dovash ein zayin and kares v'shigas lechatos. However, the Brice explains nemakam meinei v'nemal alon meinei, that the Torah used the term meinei both benegay to parent dovash el tibor as well as benegay avodah zara, as in Pasha Vayikra the pasuk states v'mkol das yisrael yishku v'nelam dovim meinei akol, and Pasha Shlach benegay avodah zara the pasuk states v'hoye meinei ha'ida nesel lishkaga. And just like we already learned that b'negei to parim davish el tzibor, the only time that there will be a chiyuv is only when bezdin paskin b'negei to davish el tzibor v'shigas lechatos. So afkan davish el tzibor v'shigas lechatos. Therefore, the same hold true b'negei to avodah zara, and the only time that bezdin would be chayiv is only if they incorrectly paskin b'negei to davish el tzibor v'shigas lechatos. And Ayin Rashi expands on this point, and Rashi states l'fishiyotz avodah kichavim dehachak siv v'chisishku v'loy sasu v'loy. And Yachal Yu Chayavin Afilu Al Dovash Ein Zdein Karis Kegoy Megafe from Menashe Kum Rabbeis Kedamim Masech Sanhedrin Perak Dal Mises Iva Belisa Seve Ina Bekaris. The Gemara continues Eshchon Tziba. So now we found a Makar that the Tziba is only Chayav B'Dovash Zdein Karis V'Shigas Echatos. But Yachid Nasi Mashiach Minolan, as we previously learned, that a Yachid Nasi or Koy Mashiach that will Ivan Issa Avodah Zarah would be Chayav to bring a Seira. How do we know that it's only when the will Ivan Issa that Dovash Zdein Karis V'Shigas. And the Gemara explains on Makra, as the pasuk in Pasha Shlach states, "V'im nefesh achas echad yochid ve'echad nasi ve'echad mashiach kulam b'chlal nefesh achas hein." And this pasuk is referring to a yochid nasi and koyim mashiach v'yul matachtu min aliyin. And since this pasuk is right after the psukim that discussed the tzibor, so since we saw previously that the tzibor is only chayiv b'dovish his dein akars v'shigas achatos, so the same would hold true b'negei yochid and nasi or koyim mashiach. The Gemara now continues and goes back to its original drasha. As at the beginning of our Gemara, the Gemara brought a brisa that Rabbi Yoimer nemekanalev nemalalon alea malalon dovish is doing the cars v'shigas echatos afkan dovish is doing the cars v'shigas echatos, and we want to learn a limud from the din of achis ishtai to the din of parim dovish el tzibor based on exir shava of the words alea that the Torah states in vayikra b'negei parim dovish el tzibor and the word alea that states in pashas achrimais b'negei achis ishtai. And our Gemara now is hanich leman demapikla alea exir shava kedamaran, that this would work out very well, according to the Manda Omar, uses the word Aleh for Xer Shava, El Rabbanon de Mafkala Aleh, La Rais Vitzores, but according to Rabbanon, that already used the word Aleh that states by Achis Ishtai in order to teach us that the only time that the Din of Yibam applies is only if one's brother's wife is only also to him because she's Eshesach, but the Din of Yibam would not apply if she would also be an Eva, and for example, she's also his daughter or other Arias. And similarly, Tzores Eva would be Potter, as we learned in the first Mishnah of Mesechti Zivamis. And according to that Manda Omar, so Dovish is Dein Akars v'Shigas Echatos Minolu. So what is the Makar that the only time is a Chiyuv to bring a Parim Dovish El Tzibor is if the Sanhedrin paskin incorrectly, but again, Dovish is Dein Akars v'Shigas Echatos. The Gemara responds that in the Chanami, they have a different Joshua, as Nafkaluhu, Midim Masin Leil, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Lebrei. They learn based on the same Joshua that Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son. In Pasha Shlach, after the Torah tells us that a Yochid and Nasi and a Kayim Mashiach have to bring a Seira after Ivan Avodah Zarah, so the end of Pasuk of Tas states, Torah Achas Yelechem Lo Isa Bishkaga, and then the Pasuk continues, by Nefesh Shitasa Biad Ramah, Min Ezrach Min Ageras Hashem U Megadev, Bin Nichus HaNefesh Arhim Mekarev Amo, and we see that the Chiv to bring a Seira is only if they were Ivan and Issa, Shez Dein Akaris, and then Bishege to be Chayev to bring a Seira. Since the Pasuk states, Torah Achas Yelechem, so Huk Shekol Torah Kulu Lavin Zgichavim, so we see that the Torah compares the entire Torah to Avodah Zarah, Ma Avodah Zgichavim Shechayavin Az Dein Akaris Vashigas Echat. Just like a Yochid and Nasi and Koyim Mashiach are chayiv to bring a Seir by Avodah Zarah only when they were Ivan's Dein Akaris V'Shigas Echatos, so the same would hold true that a Yochid Nasi or Koyim Mashiach that were Ivan any other mitzvah in the Torah would only be chayiv to bring a carbon if that Issa was a Dovish as Dein Akaris V'Shigas Echatos. The Gemara now continues, Eshchan Yochid Nasi Mashiach, Bein Bavis Chavim, Bein B'Sham Mitzvahs. Based on this Limud, we're able to find that a Yochid Yachid Nasi and Kohen Mashiach would only be chayiv to bring a korban both by Avodah Zarah and by any other aveiros if they were even a davish as dina karis v'shigas achatos. And the Gemara now asks Tzibu Minolon that how do we know that the Tzibu would only have to bring their korbanos if they were even a davish as dina karis v'shigas achatos? And the Gemara states Yalf Elyon Metachtoin that now we will learn the above pashas from the lower pashas, and since the previous pasha in Pasha Shlach speaks about the Tzibu that was even Avodah Zarah, so therefore we see that the same dinner holds true, and they will only be chayiv if they will even davishes dina karis v'shigas achatos. Let us see Rashi, four lines from the top of the left column. Ma'avid zekovin shechayavnos dina karis, the hachak siv ikaris tikaris, and Rashi specifically brings from this pasuk and not from the previous pasuk, as the previous pasuk is speaking about someone that's mechayiv from Megadev. However, this pasuk is speaking about Avodah Zarah, and as Rashi states at the top of the left column, ma'avid zekovin shtei kra, the tani besifri, Rav Shimon Ibe, ma'avid zekovin makos medaba, shenema ki dvar Hashem boza, shebozza diba rishon, shenema boyanecha Hashem alakach, and therefore we see that these psukim are discussing a case where someone's Ivan of Idizora that was a dovish's dina karis v'shigas echatos. And Rashi continues and he also explains, once we know that Tzibu is only chai by Idizora, al dovish's dina karis v'shigas echatos, and we also use Tereaches Yelochem in order to teach us that there is no chil between Idizora and all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, and the Tzibu would only be chai on dovish's dina karis v'shigas echatos. And Gemara now continues, V'rabbi, and according to Rebbe, who learned his dinim from the words Alea Alea, and he had Xer Shava, so Had Rabbi Shuva Levi my Avle, what does he learn out of the Psukim that Rabbi Shuva Levi just taught his son? And the Gemara explains, Mapak Leilich Tanya, that he uses Psukim for the following Brysa, as the Brysa teaches us, Lafisha Matinu Shecholak Akasa being Rabbim Yechidim, that since we find Benegea Vedezara, that the Torah is Mechalik between a Rabbim and a Yochid, as we know, Rabbim Besai from Mainim Ovad, that Benegea and Irene Dachas, which is a Rabbim, then they would be killed through Saif, and their money would be destroyed, and Yechidim is Beskilo and Mainim Palat, and meanwhile Yochid would receive the Misa of Skila, and their money would not be destroyed, Yochol Nachloik Bekobin Eseim, and one would have thought that we also make a chilek between a Yochid and a Rabbim, or a Yochid and an Irene Dachas, that serves Avodah Zarah B'shigas Maisa without a Hura of Bezdin, and as Rashi explains, that just like we find that when Bezdin paskins incorrectly Benegei Avodah Zarah, and then Reivat Tzibo goes and follows the psak, that their korban is different than all other korbanos, so maybe even if there would be a rabbim that serves Avodah Zarah b'shigas maisa, so maybe their korban should be different than any other korban. Therefore, the Braisa tells us, Tamu Lema, the pasuk states, Tayachas Yilachem Lo'isa b'shkaga, that it doesn't make a difference if it's a yochid or a rabbim like an Irani Dachas that serve Avodah Zarah b'shigas maisa, that they will always be chayiv asira, and as Rashi states, the Irani Dachas to shege ki yechidim damu, o maisi kol chad b'chad, siira ki yochid. The Gemara continues, Maskalar of Chilki Magrinya, Taimud Lecholak HaKosov, that from the Braisa, it's Mashmor, that the only reason why we say that you have the same Kabonois is only because the Torah states, Torah Achas Yolachem, and it's Mashmor HaKolak HaVimina Nachloik, that if the Torah wouldn't have said this, then we would have thought that we should be Mechalik, and there would be a Chilik between the Korban that a Yochid brings when he does Avodah Zarah B'Shegeg, and the Korban that Reva V'ir Nidachas would bring if the Ivan Avodah Zarah B'Shegeg Maisa, and Reb Chilki is bothered that Lachir would seem that this carbon has to be completely different than any other carbon that we have, and therefore he asked, my Nasi, so what carbon would the Tzibur bring? As Nasi par, as if we would say that the Tzibur would bring a par, but Tzibur b'sham mitzvah maisu, but we know that the Tzibur already brings a par on davishal Tzibur, and this is not a completely new carbon, and Nasi par lo'ila v'sar l'chatos, and if you will say that the Tzibur should bring a par for an oila and a sar for a chatos, but that is also not a new carbon, as Babi Zichavim hu d'maisu, as we know that the tzibur that did an avera b'shegeg based on a lama of bezdin would bring a palo ilo and a sara l'chatos, and nasi sara, and if you will say that the tzibur should bring a sara, but nasi b'sham mitzvah sudamaisi, we already saw that nasi brings a sara when he's even any mitzvah in the Torah b'shegeg maisa, and nasi si'ira yachin nami haidin kabonoi, and if you're going to tell me that we would say that you bring a si'ira, that is pashit, as that is the same korban that a yachid that does avodah zarah will bring, and therefore why would the Torah have to say Tereachas Yilachem? And the Gemara answers Istrich that we do need the pasuk of Tereachas Yilachem, as Salkadet Chamino Tziba Maisi Paloi Levisar Lachatos, and Hani Naisi Ipcha, that one may have a Hamino, that when the Tziba relies on the mistaken Psak of Bezdin and they serve Avodah Zarah, then they will bring a Paloi and a Sar Lachatos, while the Tziba that is Iva on Avodah Zarah B'Shigas Maisa would be different than the Yachid, and instead instead of bringing Seira, and they will be required to bring a Palachatos Visar Loila and Inami Tsarach Ve'inloi Takana, or maybe they require a Kapara, but they don't have any way to actually receive the Kapara, and they wouldn't bring any carbon, Kamash Bulan, and therefore the Torah tells us, Torah Achas Yelachem, that there is no chiluk between a Yachid or a Tziba that doesn't have Veir B'Shigas Maisa, and in all cases they will bring a Seira for a Chatos. The Gemara now continues, Dekuli Almamias Ki Ksivi Hani Kroi Ba'Beis Kichav Hu Dechsivi, all agree that the Pesukim and Pasha Shlach are discussing Aveda Zara. Number one, this refers to the Pesukim that begin Pasuk of Beis and states, V'chisishku v'loi sasu is kolam etzitzeila shadib ha-shem ha-mesha, which we explain refers to a tziba that does an issa Aveda Zara based on the Pesach of Bezin. Number two, this refers to the Pesukim that begin Pasuk of Zayin and states, V'im nefesh achas techto b'shkaga v'kriva iz bashnas l'chatas, which we explain refers to a yochid or a nasi or a kohen mashiach that served Aveda Zara b'shegeg. And the mice of these Pesukim do not mention anything about Aveda Zara, and therefore the Gemara is me'i mashma, that from where is the mashma that these Pesukim are referring to Aveda Zara, and Rav v'itim Rabbi Shulman Levi v'amr l'kadi, and Rav explains, and some say Rav Shulman Levi, and some say that it was taught to us without a name of an Amira or a Tana, and some explain Kadi is a Lashem Amira. They explain that we know that these Pesukim refer to Aveda Zara as Amakra, as the pasuk that we just mentioned states, v'chisishku v'leisasu as kol mitzvah se'ila, and ezu mitzvah she'ishku l'kechol mitzvahs, what mitzvah is equal to all the other mitzvahs, and the Gemara explains, havi imeh zu aviz kichavim, and as Rashi explains, she'kol meidu ba k'kaifu b'chol terakula. The Gemara continues with another answer, as the Beit Rebbe Yosama goes to Beit Rebbe Shmuel Tana, as Amakra, as the end of Pasuk of Beis states, asher dibe Hashem al Meisha, and it's mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael through Meisha, but Klal Yisrael heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Uksiv, and then the next Pasuk continues, Isa Shetziva Hashem Aleichem Biad Meisha, and Yom Shetziva Hashem Alolo Derizeichem, and it's mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Meisha, and then Meisha spoke to Klal Yisrael, and Ezehu Mitzvah Shibidubu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vitziva Yidei Meisha, and which mitzvah do we find that initially was told to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and then Meisha Rabbeinu repeated it many times in the Torah, and have and therefore this must refer to Aveiz Kechavim and the tongues of Rabbi Shmuel, as was taught us in the Braisa in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, that the first two Dibreis of the Aseres HaDibreis of Anoich Hashem Alkecha and Le'ilucha Elohim Achirim Alponai were told to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not by Moshe, and then at a later point Moshe Rabbeinu once again repeated all of the Surim and the Mitzvahs of Aveiz Zara, and therefore it's clear that these Pesukim and Pasha Shlach refer to Aveiz Zara. And the Gemara continues with the third Mahalach as to how we know that these Pesukim and Pasha Shlach refer to Aveda Zara. It's Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, and we continue on Daf Chesam Beis. The Pasuk of Gimel in Pasha Shlach states, "Is Kol Shetziv Hashem Aleichem Biad Moshe Min Hayom Shetziv Hashem V'Alolu Deiruseichem." And Ezu Mitzvah Shehi Nemar B'Tchila Havei Imezu Aved Sichavim. And as Rashi explains, the Pasuk is telling us that the mitzvah that we're discussing is the first mitzvah Hashem gave us, and only after He gave us this first mitzvah did He give us the rest of the mitzvahs. And as Rashi explains, that Aved Zara was given to us from this day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, V'Allah is referring to Shah Mitzvahs, V'Allah claimed Mekan Ve'ilach Derisechem, and Ezi Mitzvah Shinam B'Tchila, and which mitzvah was given to us first, Hava Imezu Avez Chavim Dechsev B'Tchila Saseres Adibreis, Onechi V'Le'ilach Adahainu Avez Kechavim. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered with this third limud, as how can you say that the first mitzvahs that were given to Klai Yisrael were Onechi V'Le'ilach V'Amamara Esen Mitzvahs and Stavi Yisrael B'Mara, that in Mara we already received 10 mitzvahs. And because of this question, the Gemara states, El Machvata Kedashni Meikara, and therefore we go back to our original two Terutzim and our original two Mekaris that these Pesukim are referring to Aveda Zara. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the first thing in the Mishnah discusses the Din of Bezin, and the Mishnah states, In Chayovin Allah Seva Lisa Shishav Migdash, that Bezin would not be Chayiv to bring a carbon if they passed it incorrectly, and Reva Tziba was Eva on Tumas Mikdash Vikdashav, and even though the Issa of Tumas Mikdash Vikdashav does fit into the cloud that we mentioned in Amid Aleph, that Bezin is Chayiv and Dovish is Doinik Kars Fishigase Chatos. However, that only refers to a scenario where Yochid would be Chayiv to bring a Chatos Kavua, and therefore Bezin has to bring a Parim Dovish of Tzibor. However, since a Yochid that is Ivan Tumas Mikdash Vikdasha Bishoigig does not bring a Chatos Kavua, and instead brings an Eilu V'Yared, therefore the Tzibor would not be Chayiv to bring a Parim Dovish of Tzibor. And Ayin Rashi explains that Asay Sheva Mikdash is the Pasuk of Yishalchim and Machna Kotsura, and Lisa says Vayutamus Machneim, and as we explain, Sha'afal Pishu Dovish is Dainik Kars Vishigasa Chatos, however, Hoyl Vain Shigasa Chats Kavua, Ela Korban Chatos Ulav Yared, Hilkoch Patal Gamri, Kinem Farish Vigamara, and Rashi continues. continues that certainly regarding this din, the Mishnah specifically doesn't state v'china Mashiach, as we will see. It is machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva le potle mi paral tumas mikdash v'kedoshav. Rabbi Shimon potle legami can infarish gemara b'say pirkin. And the Mishnah continues that brings a second din, and this din has to do with yechidim and not bezdin. And the Mishnah states ve'imivin ashem toloi al aseva alisas shishuv mikdash, that a yochid would not bring a korban ashem toloi if there's a suffix if he was even tumas mikdash v'kedoshav. And as Rashi explains, that ashem toloi only comes on suffix chatz kavua, as the gemara will explain. And Rashi points out that certainly the Mishnah didn't have to teach us this din, but a gei bezdin, because as we learned before, that bezdin never brings an ashram toloi, and even if the tzibur would have a suffix, if they were even of the yisurim, the general chiyuv would be a chatas kavua. However, if the tzibur has a suffix and it's based on a psak of bezdin, then there would never be a chiyuv to bring an ashram toloi, as we learned in Amud Aleph. And our Mishnah now continues, avol chayovin al asev alisas yisher benida, that the Sanhedrin would be chayuv to bring a param dov shel tzibur in a case where the tzibur is even an asay and a lisa say that's relevant to anida based on the psak of bezdin, as this is a case of dine kuris for shigasei chatas kavua. Similarly, mevi an ashim toloi al asev alisa shishav benida, and a yachid will bring an ashim toloi if he has a suffix. It was ivan al asay or alisa say benigay anida, and the gemara explains easy mitzvah say shibenida parish ben anida, that what is the mitzvah say that's relevant to anida is the mitzvah say to be parish from anida, and the mitzvah alisa say al tavel anida, and the mitzvah alisa say benigay anida is the pasuk that teaches us that it's us to have a relationship with anida. And as Rashi brings down al tavel anida, the sieve as the pasuk in Achrimay states, well isha benidas to masalei sikrav, and they say a parish ben anida claima b'samach levesta kedleish leitei roya b'shas tashmish. The sieve and as the pasuk in Pashmiseir states, v'izatim b'nei sol can farsh b'gemara misvach tishvuz perkizis atuma. Let us begin the gemara, and the gemara is minani mili the tzibur le mechay v'karim ba'almo v'yachad hashem toli nami loy. And what is the makar that bezdin would only bring a pound dov shel tzibur in a case where yachad would bring a chatz kavua, and not in a case where yachid would bring an oil of yared? And similarly, how do we know that a yachid would not bring an ashim toloi in a case where the chiyuv for the yachid would be an oil of yared, not a chatz kavua? And the gemara explains, Amar bitzur b'adimi nema va'ashem b'chatos va'ashim toloi, that says the word va'ashem both b'negei chatos and by an ashim toloi, as the pasuk in Pasha Vayikra b'negei chatos states, im nefesh achas techta b'shkoga me'am aretz ba'aseisa achas mitzvah Hashem asher lisei asena va'ashem. And in Pasha Vayikra b'negei ashim toloi, the pasuk states, v'im nefesh ki sechta va'asa achas b'komins Hashem asher lisei asena v'lo yodah va'ashem v'nasa avaynoi v'nema va'ashem oi b'tzibar. And b'negei the param dover shel tzibar, the pasuk states, v'im kol adas yisrael yishku v'nelam dovim eini akol va'asa achas b'komins Hashem asher lisei asena va'ashem. Therefore we learn, ma va'ashem b'yochid b'chatz kavua, just like the term va'ashem b'negei the korban yochid is referring to a chatz kavua, av va'ashem oi b'tzibar b'chatz kavua. Therefore when the pasuk uses the term va'ashem oi b'negei a korban tzibar and b'negei the param dover shel tzibar, is specifically talking about that type of avera where yochid will bring a chatas kavua. However, for those averas that if a yochid did that avera, they would be chayav to bring a korban eil v'yared. And for example, like tumas mikdash v'kedoshav, then if a tzibar did that avera, it would not be chayav to bring a param dover shel tzibar. And we then learn umat tzibar b'chatas kavua af oshem toli nami im ba al safek chatas kavua. And since b'negei the tzibar and b'negei the param dover shel tzibar, the pasuk used the term va'ashem, and we just learned that a param dover shel tzibar is only brought where yachid would have been chayav to bring a chatz kavua. Therefore, we learn another gzeirah shava. And since the pasuk also used the term va'ashem by an ashem toloi, therefore we learn that the same din applies to an ashem toloi, and an ashem toloi would only be brought on those averes that yachid would be chayav to bring a chatz kavua. But in a scenario where even if a yachid would not be sure if he was ivan an issa, where if he knew if he was ivan that issa, he'd be chayav to bring an oilav yared, then misafik he's not going to be chayav to bring an ashem toloi. And I am mafarshim how bothered that why does the gemara have to come on to a new gzeir shava and learn the din of ashem toloi from the din of tzibur if we could have learned the din of ashem toloi directly from the din of chatas, since the Torah uses the term va'ashem both b'negeya chatas kavua as well as b'negeya an ashem toloi ayin sham. And the gemara now continues and is bothered that why is it that the gemara felt that we should learn the din of ashem toloi from the din of tzibur, and therefore we learned that the chiyuv to bring an ashem toloi is only on those averes that if someone knows that they did avera that they will bring a chatas kavua. As we will see, the pasuk of negei on oilav yared also uses a similar lashon of ashem, and if so, we should be able to learn the din of ashem toloi from the din of oilav yared as well. One should even be chayav to bring an ashem toloi even on those averes where if you knew bevada that you did that avera, you'd be chayav to bring an oilav yared. L'chayr, the gemara could have asked the same question, but negei the param dav shel tzibar as well. well that the tzibah should be obligated to bring this carbon even on those averis where one would be chayv to bring an oil v'yared. Before we see the question of the Gemara inside, let us see Rashi. And Rashi brings the three in Yonim in the Torah where one is chayv to bring an oil v'yared. The tzibah, as the pasuk states in Pashas v'yikra, nefesh kisechta v'sham kol Allah, the hainu shminas kol, the tziv oy nefesh ashatika, the hainu tumis biktach v'kadashav, the tziv oy nefesh kisi shavu levatim b'svasayim, the hainu bitis v'sayim, the kulu b'karbon eilu v'yared. And if one is oyva on any of these yisurim, then they'd be chayav to bring a karbon eilu v'yared in place of a chatas kavua. The next pasuk teaches us the din of the eilu v'yared, and the pasuk states v'hoi ki yeshem la'achas me'ila v'zvada shechotala, and the Torah once again uses lashon yeshem even in reference to an eilu v'yared, and therefore Gemara is amri ihachi karbon eilu v'yared nabi, that if we're basing this on gzeir shava from the words ashem, so as we explain, we should also make gzeir shava between an ashem taloi and an eilu v'yared, and we should learn that the chiyuv to bring a carbon ashem taloi should even be in a case where if someone knew bevada that they did this issa, they would be chayav to bring an eilu v'yared. And as Rashi ends off, maki yeshem ba eilu v'yared af ba ashem dechsib ba ashem taloi dehavi b'makom eilu v'yared dehavi ashem taloi ba va'afilu asafik chata she'in kavua. The Gemara answers don an ashem min ashemu ve'in don an ashem min yasham. That certainly it makes sense to learn the din of ashem taloi where it says va'ashem from the din of a tzibur where it says va'ashemu, and it doesn't make sense to learn ashem taloi where it states va'ashem from the din of eilu v'yared where the pasuk uses a slightly different lashon. The Torah used the term of yasham. However, the Gemara is still bothered umay nafkamina that who cares that it's not exactly the same lashon. Even so, we should be able to use these terms as a gzeir shava as va'tonit ve'rishma v'shava koyinu ba'koyin zui shiva zui biya, as they taught the following brisa in yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, that in regard to a mitzera, we make a gzeir shava between the words of v'shava koyinu ba'koyin that we find in pashat mitzera, even though those terms are completely different. And certainly, we should learn the word va'ashem that states by Ashem Taloi from the similar word of Yasham that states b'negei the Eilu V'yared. The Gemara continues and asks another question, va'oid, and even if you will tell me, Rabbi Shmuel says then only b'negei v'shava koyin u'ba'a koyin, he had a Kabbalah to learn a gzeir shava. It was therefore clear that it was these two words that he had to compare to each other. However, b'negei and Ashem Taloi, where the Torah states va'ashem, and we had a Kabbalah to learn a gzeir shava, then certainly we would compare it to the word v'ashemu that states b'negei atziba, which is a more similar word than comparing it to the word yasham that states b'negei eilu v'yared, which is not as similar. However, the Gemara is bothered. Nelef min v'ashem mitumis mitzvah v'kedusha dechsev hu tamei v'ashem. Although you may be correct that we can learn from the word yasham that states by eilu v'yared, but we also find the word v'ashem by an eilu v'yared, as in Pashas Vayikra and Parakei Pasuk Beis, the Torah tells us that nefesh ashitiga b'chol davar tamei oy b'nivlas chay tamei oy b'nivlas bein tamei oy b'nivlas sheretz tamei v'nelam menu hu tamei v'ashem. And if so, we now have an exact match, and we should learn the din of Ashem Taloi, where it states Va'ashem, and the word Va'ashem that states B'negei Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, where one brings an Eil V'Yared, and therefore we should learn that one would bring an Ashem Taloi, even in those cases where if he would know that he did this Aveira, he would be chayav to bring an Eil V'Yared and not a Chatas Kavua. The Gemara answers, Amar Papa, Donin Va'ashem U'Mitzvah Hashem, Min Va'ashemu U'Mitzvah Hashem, that although in a Chanami we find a term Va'ashem, B'negei an Eil V'Yared, however we still know that we should learn the Gzeir Shava from the din of the Tzibar to the din of Ashem Taloi. As in both of those pashas, not only did the Torah use the term v'ashem, but it also used the term of mitzvah Hashem. And as we already saw, that the pasuk b'negei the parah davar shel seitz va'asu achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yiseh asena v'ashemu. And similarly, b'negei and Ashem Taloi, the Torah states v'im nefesh kisechta va'asu achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yiseh asena v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasa avinoi. And also keep in mind that similarly, the Torah uses the term of mitzvah Hashem b'negei achatas kavua, as the pasuk states v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'am oretz ba'seisa achas mitzvah Hashem asher lo yiseh asena v'ashem. However, although the Torah uses the term v'ashem b'negei eilu v'yared, however the Torah doesn't state the lashon mikol mitzvah Hashem. Therefore, it was clear that we should learn the dinam of an ashem taloi from the din of the parum davar shel tzibur. However, the Gemara is still not happy, as omli Rav Shimon bar Ashi la papa v'nele v'ashem v'nesias avayin min v'ashem v'nesias avayin. That although that you just showed that there are two similarities between the parum davar shel tzibur and the ashem taloi, as in regard to both, the Torah uses the term v'ashem and also uses the term mitzvah Hashem. However, l'chayr, that still is not enough, as we also find two similar words that are stated b'negei Ashem Taloi and the Oil V'Yared, as in regard to both, the Torah uses the term v'ashem and it also uses the term of Nesias Avayin, as b'negei Ashem Taloi, the Torah states, v'im nefesh kisechta v'asa achas mikom mitzvah Hashem, asher lo yiseh asena v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasa avayinoi. And similarly, b'negei Oil Shelo Yared, we already saw that the Torah used the term Va'ashem B'negeya Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. We also find the exact term of Va'ashem B'negeya Bitus V'Sayim. In Parak Hey, Pasuk Aleph B'negeya Shmi is called, the Torah states, V'nefesh Kisechta V'Shama Kol Olav Hu Eido Ra Yada Im Layagav V'Nasa Avainai, and we see the Lashon of Nesias Avain, and therefore we should learn the Din of Ashem Talui from the Din of Eilav Yared, and Ashem Talui should be applicable even in a case where someone was vadded that they did an Issa, they would be chayav to bring an Eilav Yared. Because of this question, so the Gemara states, Elo Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Donin Va'ashem, as well as the Mitzvah Hashem, as well as Hashem Loisei Asena, Mi Va'ashem U'Mitzvah Hashem Hashem Loisei Asena. We had a Kabbalah that this Gzeir Shavu will be based on three similar words between these two Pashas, and in the Pasha of Ashem Toloi, as well as in the Pasha of the Paran Dov Shel Tzibor, as well as in the Pasha of the Chatz Kavua, Terry uses all of these three terms. As B'negei to Ashem Toloi, the Terry states, V'im Nefesh Ki Sechta Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Hashem Loisei Asena V'lo Yodo Va'ashem V'nosa Avoinoi. And B'negei to Paran Dov Shel Tzibor, the Terry states, V'im Klad Asso Yishku V'nelon Dov Me'ini Akol Va'asu Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Hashem Loisei Asena Va'ashemu. And B'negei to Chatz Kavua, the Terry also states, V'im Nefesh Achas Techta B'shkoga Me'am Oretz Basis Achas Mitzvah Hashem Hashem Loisei Asena Va'ashem. Therefore, we learn these three Pashas from each other with the Gzeir Shava. That's why we learn Tzibor from Chatz Kavua, and we also learn the Din of Ashem Taloi from the Din of the Parim Dal Shel Tzibor. Ba'al Yechiach Shmias Kol Ubitis V'Sayim V'Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav Shalei Nemem Behem V'Oshem U'Mitzah Hashem En Ashalei Sasena. That's how we knew that we don't learn the Din of Ashem Taloi from the Pasha of Eilav Yared, as the Torah doesn't mention these three terms, but again Eilav Yared, and although we find two similar words of V'Oshem and Nesias Avayin, however we don't find three similar terms, and therefore we don't learn the Din of Ashem Taloi from the Din of Eilav Yared. And as Rashi states right before the Mishnah, Hilka Chamina Matzibo Chatos Bekavua Af Ashem Taloi Einibo Ala Safa Chatos Kavua Ayin Sham, and we'll stop over here.